What difference does it make to the dead, the orphans, and the homeless, whether the mad destruction is wrought under the name of totalitarianism, or in the holy name of liberty, or democracy? How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation, which is why it is essential that we not respond impulsively to impressions. Take a moment before reacting, and you will find it easier to maintain control. If you pin your hopes on things outside your control, taking upon yourself things which rightfully belong to others, you are liable to stumble, fall, suffer, and blame both gods and men. But if you focus your attention only on what is truly your own concern, and leave to others what concerns them, then you will be in charge of your interior life. No one will be able to harm or hinder you. You will blame no one, and have no enemies. Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. I found that there is always some beauty left in nature, sunshine, freedom, in yourself. These can all help you. You may be heard if you love too much, but you will live in misery if you love too little. There never has been, and cannot be, a good life without self-control. Apart from self-control, no good life is imaginable. Do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends? War kills people. War kills animals. War kills plants. War kills buildings. War kills even shadows, because it annihilates the owner of the shadow. War is the psychopathy of the psychopaths. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. It's so hard to forget pain, but it's even harder to remember sweetness. We have no scar to show for happiness. We learn so little from peace. How come we play war and not peace? Too few role models. I count him braver who overcomes his desires than him who conquers his enemies. For the hardest victory is over self. A harmless man is not a good man. A good man is a very dangerous man who has that under voluntary control. Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding. In the matter of war, ask this question to yourself and to your own fellow countrymen. Have you ever seen any politician in your country without legs, without arms, without eyes, after war? No, you can't see such a thing. Because armless politicians always stay in the safe ports, while they send others to the zone of death. If it's natural to kill, how come men have to go into training to learn how? Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. For where you find unrest, grief, fear, frustrated desire, failed aversion, jealousy, and envy, happiness has no room for admittance. And where values are false, these passions inevitably follow. Let him who would move the world first move himself. The only stable state is the one in which all men are equal before the law. Poverty is the parent of revolution and crime. The price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. We realize the importance of our voices only when we are silenced. If you don't say what you think, then you kill your unborn self. Not being heard is no reason for silence. A nation should not be judged by how it treats its highest citizens, but its lowest ones. When you bury my body, don't build any momentum, and keep my hands outside, so that the world knows that the person who won the whole world had nothing in his hand while dying. You cannot find peace by avoiding life. Peace is not unity in similarity, but unity in diversity, in the comparison and conciliation of differences. You have your way. I have my way. As for the right way, the correct way, and the only way, it does not exist. Compassion is not religious business. It is human business. It is not luxury. It is essential for our own peace and mental stability. It is essential for human survival. If victory is told in detail, one can no longer distinguish it from a defeat. We often think of peace as the absence of war. That, if powerful countries would reduce their weapon arsenals, we could have peace. But if we look deeply into the weapons, we see our own minds, our own prejudices, fears, and ignorance. Even if we transport all the bombs to the moon, the roots of war and the roots of bombs are still there in our hearts and minds. And sooner or later, we will make new bombs. To work for peace is to uproot war from ourselves and from the hearts of men and women. To prepare for war. To give millions of men and women the opportunity to practice killing day and night in their heart is to plant millions of seeds of violence, anger, frustration, and fear that will be passed on for generations to come. Never think that war, no matter how necessary, nor how justified, is not a crime. Where there are resources, there will always be conflict. Even in households, kids, for example, fight over toys. It's just part of our reality. Look back over the past, with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future too. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. Humans have come into being for the sake of each other. So either teach them or learn to bear them. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you. War, on the other hand, was the result of failure. Failure of diplomacy. Failure of intelligence. Failure to prepare. Failure to act decisively when appropriate action became apparent. Failure to call a bluff. And failure to prevent open conflict, which resulted in the decimation of a generation of high-principled young men and women. How the soldiers had lain, slain, and forgotten. No marker for their demise. No songs to their name, not even mourners who knew them. That is the end of battle. And once a man has tasted it, how hesitant he is to lift another spoonful to his lips. Colorful demonstrations and weekend marches are vital, but alone are not powerful enough to stop wars. Wars will be stopped only when soldiers refuse to fight, when workers refuse to load weapons onto ships and aircraft, when people boycott the economic outposts of empires that are strung across the globe. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. The good news is that the moment you decide that what you know is more important than what you have been taught to believe, you will have shifted gears in your quest for abundance. Success comes from within, not from without. What is success? To laugh often and much. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To earn the appreciation of honest critics. And endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate the beauty. To find the best in others. To leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize? If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth, by which no one was ever truly harmed. It is the person who continues in his self-deception and ignorance who is harmed. For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, or his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. This is my wish for you. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Hugs when spirits sag. Beauty for your eyes to see. Friendships to brighten your being. Faith so that you can believe. Confidence for when you doubt. Courage to know yourself. Patience to accept the truth. Love to complete your life. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing. The last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. To choose one's own way.